How was the first full practice, and what were some of the goals you wanted to get started on today?
I thought it was very intense. You know, there's still some things we need to work on. You know, it's Wednesday, and guys, you know, we do a good job of going through some of their main things, but they will throw some things to them in practice that maybe we haven't walked through in the morning. So see how they react. And they reacted well, but there's still some things we need to clean up. But the guys were very competitive today. They were ready to go, and it was good to see that.
Andy Reid mentioned J.J. Watt in the same breath as Reggie White. It's not a big thing about comparing players, probably not that too into that, but just when you think about J.J. in NFL history, just kind of what kind of things come to mind?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would defer to Coach Reid on that. He's been a head coach for 17 years, been around a long time. I've been a head coach in this league going on year two. I think I have 9 career wins. I think he has about 150. So he would know a little bit more than me. But I'll say this. In my time in the NFL, I've been around a lot of great players. I've been very, very fortunate. Very fortunate to be around great coaches and great players. And certainly J.J. is definitely in the upper echelon of great players in this league right now. And if he continues to play the way that he's going to play and can stay healthy, which, you know, that's a big part of it too, which he really does a great job of taking care of himself, then he'll go down as one of the best to play that position, no question about it.
Justin Houston talked about trying to force your offense into third and long passing situations. How different, how tough is the play calling for third and long situations compared to, you know, shorter situations, shorter distances?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I would say Justin Houston is right. You know, if they can get us in a lot of third and longs, you know, second and longs, and keep us off schedule, then that's going to be a problem for us, no question about it, especially with the type of players they have with him and Tom Bali and you know, all those guys that they have. So I think that we've got to do the best we can to stay on schedule. You know, we feel like we have a good game plan. It's going to be very competitive. We're very, very glad that the game's at home because we feel like our crowd, we know that our crowd is going to be ready to go and be behind us. And we're looking forward to the challenge, but it is a big, big challenge.
Bill, when you talk, when you look at a guy like Brian Hoyer, who, you know, he comes out of college with, you know, not enough credentials to even get drafted. He said earlier that, you know, of course, he studied under the greatest example of an unheralded guy reaching the heights of the game in Tom Brady. Can you draw any, since you've obviously worked with both of them, any personality comparisons with the two guys in terms of just how they are, how they carry themselves?
Well, I think that's a fair question. I really would rather not go down that road because I think any time you start comparing anybody to Tom Brady, with all due respect to anybody, you know, it's a tough road to go down because Tom will go down, in my opinion, as the greatest quarterback because, you know, he's been to 6 Super Bowls. He's won 4 of them. Just a fantastic player, great guy. Now, on that note, there are some qualities that Brian has. He has leadership quality. He's got good communication skills. He's a very hard worker. He's very good in the locker room. He's a guy that has a daily routine that's very professional. And I think that has served him well to this point. Look, does he have, the resume of starting 100 games and all those things? No, he doesn't. But at the end of the day, we're giving him an opportunity here because he's earned it. He's earned the opportunity here, and we want him to go out there and make the most of it.
I mean, he knows who he is. He's comfortable in his own self. He's humble. You inherited Brady after he had already enjoyed a tremendous amount of success, but was he that kind of guy too? I mean,
Tom's a very down to earth guy.
He would have set a good example.
No question. I think I know what you're driving at, Dale. And I'll say this, you know, anytime you have a chance to be a backup quarterback to Tom Brady, you know, whether it's Brian or Ryan, they were both around him for multiple years. So I'm sure that they watched and watched how he studied and observed how he practiced and how he interacted with his teammates. I'm sure they did. But at the end of the day, they're their own men. But I'm sure they picked up some things from him along the way that certainly served them well in their careers.
Justin Houston said some things to lead you to believe that they understand what you have game plan for him this week.
It seems like you pride yourself on preparing for other teams and kind of catching them off guard a little bit. Would you consider the way you attack a team like a pitcher versus a batter in baseball, like trying to see what they're thinking of you and combating them, catching them off guard?
Jason, we'll have to see on Sunday. Okay. So I can say that.
All right, and with your time in New England with Willie McGinnis, did you see a lot of
I was never in New England with Willie.
Okay, I mean, Willie was in New England, did you see a lot of comparisons with Willie's game and what y'all saw with Jadeveon Clowney coming out in the draft?
Again, you know, you go down the road of comparing young players to guys like Willie McGinnis. You know, Willie McGinnis was just a tremendous player, career sack leader in the playoffs. I mean, just has a resume that's unbelievable. Champion. Three-time champion. So, you know, I think what I'll say about this is Jadeveon is a guy that has a ton of ability. He's practiced very hard the last 3 weeks, and he went out there today, practiced well today, and looking forward to watching him play on Sunday.
When you named Brian the starter, you had talked about wanting to see the consistency on the offense now that the kind of starter was set, the consistency improve on the offense. Have you seen what you wanted to see there in the last couple weeks?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've been more consistent. Yeah. You know, I think the offense throughout training camp has been, it's been fairly consistent. I think when we named the starter, it helped to know and who that guy was because he could be in there for more reps and they could get used to him and his cadence and all those different things. But overall, I think the offense has performed consistently in training camp, and now it's a matter of going out there and being able to execute this game plan on Sunday, which was the question that I think Jason posed to me. We'll find out Sunday. You know, we're going to find out Sunday.
We haven't asked you about Jeff Adams in a while, but what has he shown you this whole month of August and now into September as your left guard and the kind of job he's done and everything that he's learned and picked up?
Jeff Adams, Aaron? Yeah, Jeff Adams. He's a very bright guy, very tough guy, a guy that is smart. You know, he can play 4 out of the 5 spots on our offensive line, which is not easy to do. We do a lot. We have a lot of communication that involves all 4 spots, and so he can play right tackle, right guard, left tackle. Very versatile player and a good guy to have on the squad because he's a good teammate, tough guy. He's always out there. You know, availability equals dependability. You know, and so when you're out there all the time, you become a very dependable guy.
Do you expect to see Xavier in the game?
I would say right now that'd be touch and go. That'd be day to day.
He's progressing physically like you want or not?
No, I don't think he was able to do much today. Through no fault of his own, he's injured, but no. I don't see that looking very good right now for Sunday, for him playing on Sunday.
Bill, JJ mentioned how hungry he was, obviously not being able to play through the preseason. Vince is kind of the same thing. You get a sense between a lot of those guys and didn't get a lot of reps in preseason games that they're finally ready to hit somebody else on Sunday?
Sure, I'm sure there's a little bit of frustration there. You know, they've been they practiced very hard. They've received many reps in practice, but they certainly obviously haven't played in the game. So I think they're definitely ready to go against an opponent.
And Bill, going back to Brian, you know, he kind of touched on, you know, learning from Tom and kind of being in a situation where he's got a chip on his shoulders, being someone that's overlooked. You have a lot of confidence. You've been saying that for a long time, that you kind of get bothered by some of the negative, you know, connotation to Brian.
I don't get bothered.
Well, you did mention, you know, that some of the, I guess, the quarterback position here maybe not be according to some media members near the top in the league, but you have a lot of confidence in him. What is it about him that you feel like he's going to lead this team in the right direction?
I believe in him as a quarterback. I believe in his knowledge of our system. I believe in his fit with what we're trying to do here. And now, you know, of course, just like anybody else, he knows he has to go out there and do it. And we feel good about our position at quarterback. We feel good about Brian as a starter. Again, just like everybody knows, he's got to go out there and do it. And I think what I was trying to say, and, you know, I think, you know, sometimes you catch me with a lack of sleep or whatever it is. All I'm saying is let's let the guy go out there and see what he does. And let's critique all of us on what happens in the games. But and then we'll see what happens. But we have confidence in him and how he's prepared, and we believe he's ready for this job.
what do you expect out of Dwayne Brown on Sunday?
Yeah, he practiced today, and it looked pretty good. So I don't think it's easy, you know, practicing with that type of injury. But I think if anybody can do it, he can. He's a very tough guy. This guy is a heart and soul type of guy. So I look forward to him going out there and playing on Sunday.
Bill, Justin Houston has emerged, you know, in the last couple of years as one of the two most disruptive defensive players. We know who the other guy is. Can you reflect a little bit on what he shows you?
Yeah.
Does he show you kind of the same things that JJ shows you?
Again, I think it's tough to compare. There are two different types of players. You know, Justin's outside backer in a 3-4, then a rush end and a nickel front. And then he moves around a little bit. But you know, I think the thing about Justin is he's very athletic, tough, really good at batted balls, has a very good instinct for what plays being run, kind of like what Jason said. You know, he studies film, he knows what's going on, and we have a lot of respect for him, and we know that it's going to be a big challenge blocking him and Ali on Sunday.
Okay, yeah. How much do you buy into the whole bulletin board thing? I know leading up to the draft, D. Brown said something to the extent with Jadeveon Clowney's like a blind dog in the meat market. Does this type of stuff fuel your players, fuel yourself, mainly in the whole scheme of thing of bulletin board material?
Not really, Jason. You know, not really. I think that one of the things that we talk about all the time is really the only thing that matters, really, is what those guys in that locker room and those meeting rooms think. It really doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. With all due respect to you guys, I mean, and really, I think you know how much I respect your job and what you do, but, you know, really it doesn't matter what you guys think. It matters what they think and how they go out there and perform on Sunday and how much they believe in themselves and believe in what we're doing as a team. That's really what matters, not anything that's tacked to a bulletin board.
What have you seen from C.J. Fedora? What's that you've really liked? And speaking of the tight end position, what do you need to see from Garrett Graham?
I think all those guys have improved, Tanya. I think C.J.'s really improved. I think you're really hoping that guys that get that many reps in their rookie year really take that jump in their second year blocking-wise in the passing game. And I think C.J.'s done that in our practices, and so we're looking forward to him having a good season for us. We've got to do a good job of getting those guys the ball. You know, they've all worked very, very hard. Griffin, Graham, and C.J. in the passing game. And so, you know, we really need to do a good job of trying to get them the ball and take advantage of the improvements that they've made.